I can get a little deeper look into your own personal business. Pre-approval offers are out there, but it doesn't mean that there is one specific rate for each to look at.
Hi, is Cesar Jr. in or senior?
Hold on. What is it, sorry?
This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on.
Got it, but at the same time, with that same, you know, mortgage loans, what's the collateral?
Hello?
Is this Cesar?
This is...
Is this junior or senior? She didn't tell me.
This is junior.
Hey, Cesar, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke about a week and a half ago. Wasn't sure if you remember. We do the equipment financing working capital.
Yes, I do. I do remember.
Yeah, I was just trying to check in, see if you happened to leave a message with Senior and if he was interested in doing any type of financing, if he gave you any feedback, if you guys were looking to maybe bring on a few new trucks for the business or needed some extra cash on hand.
He said at the moment, no.
Okay. Was there like a particular time that you maybe want me to follow up with you? Because I know, you know, financing is on the top of everybody's priority list, but it just doesn't hurt to have a few resources at your disposal, too, when the time comes.
Let's see. I guess I would have to ask him. maybe you can check back. So give me just you can just call me back in a week and maybe I'll ask him and see what when would be a good time. I guess I don't know. But I do have your phone number as well. I know I do.
Right. Yeah. And I had also sent out that email a couple weeks ago to the accounting 123. So do you guys not have like any projects or plans coming up? Are you guys kind of just staying steady throughout the rest of the year, kind of holding down the hatches right now?
Yes, I believe. And if there's anything, maybe at the beginning of the year, he might be looking to look, I guess, options. But as of right now, I think he's good.
Okay. Are you guys kind of just gauging whether or not the election's going to have an effect on the business? Because I know a lot of my customers are kind of saying the same thing, but most of them are preparing themselves to see at least what happens because they don't know if interest rates are going to go up in December after everything kind of settles down.
Yeah, he's also waiting. The salary overtime is also going to affect us a little bit.
Oh, okay. So the payroll costs will probably play a more important factor in, you know, his decision process.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't I do this, Cesar? You guys have my contact information. I know you can at least give me a call if anything comes up before January. But I'll follow up with you, you know, back in January. If you let him know that, you know, I did give him another call, and if he does have something maybe up his sleeve that he hasn't really mentioned, maybe something on the wish list that he's looking to do, I'd love to at least see if we can help out and be, you know, a resource to you guys when the time comes. But I'll give another call in January, kind of after all the dust settles, and see if, you know, he's looking to do something. Does he normally bring on new equipment at the beginning of the year? Is that something that's typically done? Do you guys have, like, a time of the year where you do look at the finances?
I think he does. I've only been here a while, but I think he does at the beginning of the year.
Okay, yeah, kind of prepares himself for the new year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, hopefully something does come up where we can help out when I give another call back in January. So that's what I'll do. I'll follow up in January, see, you know, what type of plans he has for the upcoming year.
Okay.
All right, Cesar, it was good talking to you again. If you don't mind letting him know I called too, I'd appreciate that.
All right, I'll let him know.
All right, you take care, man. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, bye now.
Bye.